Now to Wyoming, where county governments are supposed to be benefiting from a state tax on mineral companies. That tax helps pay for road maintenance, police salaries, education, and more. But as Wyoming Public Media's Cooper McKim reports, counties are not getting that money because the system to collect the funds is not working.
When you look past the courthouse in downtown Pinedale, a small town in eastern Wyoming, there are rolling hills dotted with sagebrush and oil and gas rigs. The companies that own those rigs are taxed after they extract oil or gas. Too often, critics say, those companies don't pay that tax. From the years 2006 to 2016, Sublette County lost more than $300,000. County Clerk Mary Lankford explains why that hurts.
We're dependent on that money to run our shop, you know, all of our different departments, our law enforcement, our jail, the whole bit. And the money doesn't come. Here we are, we've committed the money, we've budgeted the money, and the payments don't get made, so we're short of money.
The annual tax that's being missed is called ad valorem. In Sublette County, ad valorem taxes account for 90% of the budget. The problem with these tax payments going unpaid is systematic. Legally, a company has up to 18 months to pay the tax, leaving plenty of time for things to go wrong, from bankruptcies to selling off assets to simply deciding not to pay. Lankford says Sublette and other counties have to blindly put together budgets without knowing when or how much mineral companies will be paying in taxes.
That's a nerve-wracking situation because we then have to have a contingency. We have to have a reserve out here to say, okay, what happens if these payments don't get made?
Counties can also miss out on funds because they're not first priority in debt collections when there is a bankruptcy. For example, in 2015, Alpha Natural Resources and its subsidiary went bankrupt, leaving Campbell County with more than $19 million in unpaid taxes. The county has already spent over $370,000 in legal fees fighting the loss. Head of the Wyoming Mining Association, Travis Detai, says Alpha will pay back its debts eventually. But legally, banks are ahead of counties in the debt collection process.
And I know it's frustrating for counties. I mean, they're owed money and they've got that money committed and they rely on it. And it's just one of those things to where, you know, they've got a time frame to pay it off.
Mike Madden, who chairs the Wyoming House Revenue Committee, says reforms are overdue. While the county collects ad valorem taxes every 18 months, the state collects the tax every month and has significantly lower delinquency rates.
Which tells me that obviously part of the problem, or if not the majority of the problem, is that we don't synchronize and have property taxes due at the same time that severance taxes are due.
There was legislation in 2016 that would fix the problem, but energy companies helped defeat the bill. No bills arose this session to discuss changing annual payments to monthly, though legislation did pass both state houses to help counties in the bankruptcy process. The governor has since signed it. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.